Peut-être qu'une carie.
Did you know?
News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 4th of October, Anno Domini 2003, and you are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is going to be an hour of fun, excitement, interesting things, and you know what? We even may get to something like a phone call at some point.
You think so?
But first, we're going to start with the news, and we'll start with Dave.
I don't have any.
Nothing
Excuse
happened
me?
This week.
Wait.
You have no news?
There's no new virus? There's no new security flaw?
Well,
oh,
yeah,
my goodness. Mark the date.
No, I've been kind of out of the loop the past couple of days.
Yeah, that's true. You've been out of it. Well, yeah. I'll read your news for you. Browser holes lead to AIM and dial-up attacks. New security holes in Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser have been exploited by hackers to hijack AOL instant messaging accounts and force unsuspecting web servers to run massive phone bills. Some Internet Explorer users are also finding that malicious websites are secretly slipping Trojan programs onto their computers, which could prove to be even more dangerous, of course. They can include keystroke loggers that record everything a person types, software to erase the hard drive, all kinds of stuff. Microsoft has released a patch for the original hole, which was reported about a month ago. But there are variations of the original hole that have been discovered since then that the patch does not fix. Stephen Toulouse, a security program manager. Why would the security program manager for Microsoft be called Toulouse? I'm sorry, I guess I shouldn't go there.
Maybe it's a nickname.
No, that's his actual last name. Stephen Toulouse, security program manager.
It's about those names that affect your jobs. And a guy named Bones that becomes a surgeon. And Dr. Hurt, the dentist.
Yeah, my dentist, Dr. Hurt.
They should replace him with Fred Waitite. That would work for me. But Stephen Toulouse did say we. Nobody at Microsoft has ever. Not that they've talked to me in 10 years. We will release a fix for the variation, said Mr. Toulouse. So one of the things that you can do to stop this, even before Microsoft gets around to releasing a fix, is stop using Internet Explorer. 90% of these things come from Internet Explorer. Just say no. Stop using it, and you're done.
See, the problem is no one knows they are. If you click on a blue E to get on the Internet, you're using Internet Explorer.
Yeah. That's right.
People you
want
to click
look.
On a green N or a green M or...
Exactly right, or something else. If you go to mozilla.org,
which
you can
download... Which would be the green M.
Which would be the green M. Or actually, it would be the little the red dragon. If you go to mozilla.org, you can download a tremendously beautiful, magnificent web browser that does dang near everything anything else does, but it's not prone to any of these holes. I'm using Firebird, which is the beta copy of their next version, and I haven't seen a pop-up, I haven't seen a security problem, I haven't seen any of that in forever.
One thing I will
or
jump
longer.
In with, which we're going to be doing, I think, on down into the month of November and that, but I'm hearing a lot of rumors, though, as far as price drops, as far as systems for the upcoming holiday.
Yeah.
Because, all the reports coming out, employment is supposedly on the uprise, and people are spending a little bit more.
Didn't Kodak just lay off a whole bunch of people?
Yeah, it's not on the uprise in Western New York.
Yeah, it depends on where you read the report. But due to that, though, I think you're going to see this holiday season, prices really drop and some real good buys, because even Dell and Gateway, the two big guys there that are constantly going at each other, are going to start throwing in flat panel screen.
Like on your laptop?
Yeah, 15-inch flat panel
Remind me to ask you about them after the show.
Yeah, they're really dropping in price that before you were maybe paying, for, say, a 17-inch monitor, flat panel again, you were paying, say, $1,200 to $1,500. Now they're down to around $500.
So yeah, it's ridiculous.
Really get them at a good price. And I think you're going to see them bundled real well. But we'll be talking more about this as the holidays get even closer. Some of the things that, you know, you should be looking for, considering other play toys. Like one I just got was, it's called the Data Traveler by Kingston. And it's a little USB data card that you just plug into the USB port. And it'll hold 128 megs of information.
Nice.
And you put it right into your pocket, or it even comes with one of those neck...
Sure, a little neck lavalier or whatever you call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And you just, and even, what I like about mine...
Lariat, maybe in your twisted world.
This one happens to have a lock on it. A lot of them don't have
a noose, yeah. I'll go with that.
It's got a little lock on it so you can protect it if you're putting it in just
lanyard.
The machine.
Lanyard.
So stay tuned, and we'll be bringing you more information on that front.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Steve, I know English. Ray.
We may know English. No, we can't know English because we know computers, but nothing else.
That's right.
According to our announcer.
That's right. CompuGeeks.
CompuGeeks. Well, it was an interesting article in Business Week Online this week titled, Finally, an Opening for Apple in IT. It seems that with the dangers of Microsoft's monoculture, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, and the security...
That doesn't mean that it's a whole bunch of people who get sick together.
True.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
It might, right. With the security holes and worms and viruses in Windows, a lot of companies are turning to Unix for their servers, at least, and if not their desktops. And Mac, Apple pushing the Macs with its Unix underlying, is getting the best of both worlds. You can run all your Mac software natively. You can run all your Unix software either natively or with very minor corrections or changes in the compiling. And through emulation, you can run Windows software if you absolutely have to. Apple...
If you absolutely have to,
just because of the security problems these days. You know, we don't need a Mac versus Windows argument. Yep. It's just too many holes in it. Apples are making a very good play into Apple into IT departments through IT and into the regular business world. They were noting that at Linux World Convention, which is one of the biggest conventions for Linux users, more and more of the Linux users are using PowerBooks because you can run Unix and Linux on them if you want to, in addition to the Mac software, and not have to worry about all the viruses that Windows gets. So it's an interesting... dilemma that one of the quotes is that you hate to profit from the woes of others, if Microsoft is down, Apple can be up.
That's exactly right. It's an up-down kind of situation, don't you think?
And you also you should mark your calendars. November 20th in town. There is a Macworld-like show, because we can't use the name Macworld. Jesse Group and Apple and Adobe are sponsoring a trade show in town. You can get more information at jessegroup.com. But it's going to be a way for all the local Mac users and Mac vendors in town to show off their wares to the people using it. Pretty much, yep.
It's a geek fest. And then real quick, one other thing from me. I'd like to thank Bob in Hawaii. He has sent us a notice. I don't think the signal actually reaches Hawaii. That would be an even bigger bounce.
We could go there and find out.
Well, I think we need to do a road trip.
A fact-finding tour.
Or actually perhaps a plane trip. That there are places that you can go to report spam. And the best place, of course, is the Department of Justice of the United States government. www.usdoj.gov/spam.htm. That's www.usdoj.gov/spam.htm. And Steve will have that up on the website momentarily, if not shortly. And that's a good place to go to talk to the folks, to report spam to the folks, to our
Get rid of it all, but...
Right, to our loving folks in the United States government. Now, there's a lot that they can't do anything about because it's not actually illegal. But, for example, any internet fraud. For example, the people, you know, the schemes. Hello, my name is somebody, and, I'm a lawyer representing some deposed dictator's widow. That's sort of fair. And those are the kind of things that definitely should be reported, and they tell you where and how. There's an online complaint form and all kinds of other stuff. So you can easily nowadays do that, and it's a very cool thing. So
there was a big spam law in California, was it?
Yes, California.
Yeah. And what they're predicting is that because companies don't want to run afoul in California, that they're hoping there's going to be a reduction in overall spam because you never know where your addresses are going to end up. If it happens to be California, then if they happen to be able to backtrace it,
right,
then you can get in trouble. It's $1,000 per spam fine,
right,
and $1 million per incident.
Right.
So some pretty hefty fines.
Yeah, but if you're overseas and sending the spam, their chances of collecting it, let me think.
No.
But a lot of the big spammers
are in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least right now. Pretty soon they'll all be moving overseas. Sealand is going to get a lot of business out of this, I think. We are going to...
Before we do that, I've got to say hello to a group of people, okay?
Yeah.
I've got to say hello to the students, okay, in the TV and radio broadcasting class out at Wilmoco and Spencerport. I'm student teaching out there this semester, and, you know...
If you're going to talk to your students, move into the cam.
Yeah,
a bit.
There we go.
Cam
on the Rob cam.
Right, yeah, Rob cam. And
you know how thrilled he is.
He's a professional, folks.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
He's a professional radio guy, though.
So I got to say hello to them. I have a lot of new fans of this show now, ever since I started in that class, and they listen. So I have to say hello to them, and yeah.
Go to our website,
and
kids, and you can
Rob
see
the
Rob cam.
The Rob cam. There he is. Look at that little face right there.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Ma.
Yeah.
And before we get too far, I should make one quick announcement of general interest, I believe, to the computing community. Our news has a new feature, the old computer Q&A show that we all did, and the old 2-minute segment that I did are now a thing of the past in the old
chat
that we all did. And instead, we're going to be on channel 709. So if you have a digital cable box and you go to channel 709, Rochester On Demand, you can catch the first 39-minute show. The nice thing about this format, the exciting thing is, this really a test. I was the only one on it alone, so this is pretty self-serving at the moment. If you go to 709, you'll see it there. And what's interesting about it is we're not constrained by any time limits at all. We want to take 10 minutes to show something,
cool,
or 20 minutes to show something, or 2 minutes to show something. Answers can be as long as they need to be. There's no, you know, let's rush through this or hold on.
We got to hit a break.
Exactly.
For
so
the
if,
news
if you want to see that, the first one is up, and you should go check it out. Send us some suggestions and send any praise to ournews.com and check it out. It's an interesting new feature. What's really exciting about this is that I don't know of anybody else in the country, in fact, in the world, who's doing this. So Our News gets a lot of credit, I think, for being a pioneer in this. It'll be an interesting experiment. We'll see where it goes. We're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Jim from Hemlock, New York. Jim,
how are you?
How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I am about to purchase a new computer. I've got a 4-year-old, and I'm pretty tired of it and ready to do a new Windows computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have said a few things this morning that have raised a few questions in my mind maybe you can help me with.
Okay.
The first thing is I know prices are always dropping in the computer industry.
You got that right.
What you said this morning, if I'm not desperate, am I really better off waiting a couple of months, or is that just
I would wait until by next month, you're going to see the holiday specials coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we say, yeah, I mean...
Even if I'm buying just from a local shop that's going to put their own name on it.
Well, no, if you're going to buy from a local shop, you could talk to them. I mean, even myself running my shop, you know, trying to compete against the Gateways and the Dells and all that, we can't. Because, I mean, when they're ordering parts, and this, I'm sure with Steve, too, you know the same fact, that when they order, you know, say Dell, they order, say, hard drives. They order 500,000 at a time. Well, gee, they get a lot better break than a local dealer here that maybe ordered 15, 20 at a pop.
But on the other hand, what you get locally, you get several things. And I'll say this because you guys are self-serving doing that. So I'll say this for you. There are some things you get that you don't get when you buy a national product. First, you keep your money in the local economy. There's not enough of that going on, and I think it's always a good thing to do it. In the second place, you get a face to look at when you have a problem. You get somebody in the community whose reputation rests on you being happy.
Well, you don't have to convince me to buy locally. I'm only going to do that. But the point is will local prices also drop?
Not much.
But, no, we try to be competitive, and I think Steve's...
And what we've been noticing in the past is that prices have sort of leveled off in the range they're at. You've got the $500 super cheap computers. You've got the $1,000 pretty good computers. You've got the $2,000 business computers. But what you're getting for that money keeps increasing every year. Right. Faster processor, yeah. Bigger hard drive, you know, better video card.
I mean, like the hard drives we're using right now, even just the 40 giggers, they have an 8K buffer.
Yeah.
I had one person come in and say, well, it's only a 40 gig hard drive. Why is it so much? Oh, it's got an 8K buffer.
It's got a bigger buffer.
Oh, okay.
And even the 40 gig drives are slowly getting scarce. You know, we've moved to 60s in all of ours.
Yeah. Right.
It's $10 more.
Right.
So the next question that I have is, I have been happily using 98 second edition forever and ever, and I have that choice still.
No.
I've heard as many negative things as I have positive things about XP, plus the issue about viruses being specifically targeted toward Microsoft products.
Well, XP actually does a better job of doing the update.
Pardon?
XP actually does a better job of telling you that there are updates, whereas Windows 98, you literally had to manually go up there and check for updates.
And now they're not supporting it anymore, so there will be no more updates for 98.
Here's the deal. It's not 98 or XP that's the problem. The real problem is in the edge of the network products, as they say, the browser, the email program. That's the stuff where the viruses come in. I run XP all day, all night. I don't have a problem because my email program is Eudora, and my web browser is Firebird.
Same here.
So I never see any of that stuff.
Will I have any issues with software that I own, like PageMaker and stuff, working with XP?
That's something you're going to have to do a little research and see. Like, say PageMaker, if you've got an older version, you go up to them, their website, and check to see if they have a patch that'll work with, you know, so that version of PageMaker will work with XP. A lot of them do now.
And one of the problems we've run into is that a lot of companies, including Adobe, don't give you compatibility information on old programs. They'll say the current versions work on XP. Well, did the last version? We don't know. We didn't bother testing it. The current version works fine on XP.
So you got to do a little research.
What about home versus professional XP? Am I missing out?
For home, all you need is home.
Yeah, professional lets you connect into servers, a Microsoft server on a business network.
If you're running a Microsoft server at home, then yes, you need professional. Otherwise, you don't need it.
You guys have been very helpful.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to rest on our laurels for a couple of minutes while you listen to these short economic dramas. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The Boys and Girls Club of Rochester is holding their annual Commitment to Community Dinner, and WHAM is proud to be one of this year's sponsors. This year's Commitment to Community Dinner honors local business leader Howie Jacobson and will feature keynote speaker, CNN medical journalist Dr. Sunjay Gupta. The dinner takes place Tuesday, October 7th at the Riverside Convention Center. For more information and tickets, call 292-8200. 292-8200. Join WHAM in supporting the Boys and Girls Club of Rochester.
All right. All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
New or used, cars are expensive. But at Advance Auto Parts, we believe they don't have to be expensive to maintain. That's why our parts come with ready-to-go, low prices. Whatever you need, you'll know in advance you're getting a low price. Guaranteed. Looks like the cost of owning a car just went down. So bring it on. We're ready in advance.
For the best parts, people, and price, we're ready in advance.
Yeah, bring it on.
We interrupt these commercials to bring you some good news and some bad news. The good news is that Prilosec OTC, one of the world's top-selling prescription medicines, is now available over-the-counter for frequent heartburn. The bad news is that if you are not a heartburn sufferer, we have no good news for you. But back to the good news. Once again, new Prilosec OTC is available over-the-counter for frequent heartburn. That's right in your store, over-the-counter. Thank you.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Not only is it me, Nick Francesco, but it's also
Dave Enright,
Steve Ray,
and Rob Linton.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Now, if people could have actually seen what was going on, and they might have been able to. We just learned during the break that headphones can be a lethal weapon.
They spring back on you.
They spring back on you.
Steve Ray found
Steve
out.
Steve just harmed himself in ways that we don't want to contemplate. Before we get back to the phones, I want to talk a little quickly about our poll. A little quickly?
A little quickly?
Yeah, nice. A little bit about our poll. We do a poll every week. Last week's poll, do you think states should be able to collect taxes on internet purchases? 380 of you voted, tying it for number 10 on the all-time hit list. 88% of you said no. And a mere 12%, the fiscally more conservative of you,
MSC
said
the CPA.
Yes, yes, they said yes. And a total of 380 votes. We want to thank each and every one of you. This week's poll is about software freezing and crashing. The question is, how often does software freeze or crash on you? The choices are at least once a day, every week or so, maybe once a month, very rarely. And what? Never. So far, we have 91 votes, and very rarely is winning. But every week or so is coming up behind what never trails at the bottom of the pack with a mere 9 votes. Once you've done that, please go over to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com, and leave an opinion about that. You might want to leave an opinion that actually has to do with the subject. So far, those are in the minority. But that's okay, and vote early and vote often on the poll. So far, we have 92 votes, and we'd love to see your vote join them on our website, soundbites.org. And now, back to the phone. Steve, who's in his car somewhere, hopefully either not driving or pulled over or hands-free. Which is it, Steve?
Well, let's just start with the conversation.
All righty, then.
All right. I have an AOL problem. Every time I sign on to AOL, I get a message that says, a little white box pops up and says, I'm signed on at another location. Now, this has happened for the past couple of months, and I just closed the box. I've tried to figure it out. I've been to, you know, other people's houses, just tried to sign on at AOL.com to check mail and such. But I've checked with the places I've been. And I don't know where I possibly could sign down. Is this a problem? And what are your recommendations?
It could be that someone has compromised your account and is signed on somewhere else. You might want to change your password immediately.
I did change my password not too long ago, but I'm still. I mean, after I changed my password, the message still kept coming up.
Do you have other sub accounts?
Actually, I think I'm a sub account for my son.
Well, you might want to check to make sure your
son... set this up years ago.
Well, you might want to check your son and make sure that his... if he's the master, you might want to have him change his password.
Okay.
Because like Steve was saying, it might have been compromised. If, you know, you're a sub-account on your son's account might have been compromised.
In point of fact, you should also check... have him sign on and check all the sub-accounts. Because if his thing was compromised... Not only do you need to change the password, but they may have set up other sub-accounts with their own sets of passwords, so you need to check all of that.
Okay.
But it used to be that you couldn't have more than two users online at the same time with AOL, and their latest versions now allow you. Mom, Dad, and each of the kids could be logged on at once. Back in the olden days when there was only one computer per house, you know, it didn't make any sense to have more than one login available.
Yep.
So this is basically a problem I'm going to have to sleuth out and solve for myself
AOL isn't going to help me with.
Right.
Well, when you get that error message, you could call AOL tech support. They should be able to find out where that other account is logged in from.
Right.
At least by the IP address, and that might point you to, yeah, it's my son, or maybe your son let one of his friends use it, or the account may have been compromised and someone else is using it.
They're very willing to help you discover whether or not your site has been has been compromised.
I have one other question, if I could.
I don't know, could you?
Okay. I brought the Adobe Photoshop album product.
Mm-hmm.
And which breaking one of my cardinal rules, which is never buy version 1.0 of any software, but it got great reviews. But I'm finding a lot of conflicts with the thing. Have you found problems with that?
I haven't used it yet.
No. Okay. I haven't talked to many people who've used it. What sort of conflicts?
Oh, it doesn't work. It freezes up.
What operating system are you running?
XP. XP Home Edition.
Is it possible that they need a patch for XP?
It's possible. I'm trying to get into Adobe's site, and it seems to be a little slow at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your best bet. Look up on Adobe's site and see if there's an update for XP. There's a whole lot of software.
Quite often under their tools, they've got also the feature to check for updates.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Good day.
Thank you. You too. Our next caller, Lisa from Macedon, New York. Welcome, Lisa. What's
and
your question?
Yes, there is a 1.0.1 update for Photoshop Album.
There you go.
13 megabytes. That'll take him a while to download.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I called a couple weeks ago, and I was asking about how to deal with some problems I had installing the new Home Security 5.0 from McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work, so I got rid of it, and I am now currently without antivirus. I also have nothing on the Internet in this period of time. I have 98 SE on a Dell laptop. I'm asking for advice on if I get some antivirus, should I just upgrade my Windows also to something else more current, and what would your advice be?
How fast is your system?
Yeah.
It's a 166.
You cannot upgrade.
No, you can't. You got to buy a whole new system.
Yeah, the newer software, minimum 350 megahertz, and we think 400 or 450 or 500 would be
500 megahertz, Pentium 3.
So, yeah, unfortunately, your system has been left behind by Microsoft. So.
But you should be able to purchase an older version of McAfee VirusScan, maybe version 6.
Even better for her is she could probably go to ABG, which is a freebie.
Right, at grisoft.com, GRISOFT.com.
There's a link on it off of our webpage.
Okay.
And that's a freebie. The other freebie that you could get for security-wise. Now, are you on dial-up or DSL?
Dial-up AOL.
Dial-up?
Yes.
Then I wouldn't worry too much about a firewall or anything like that, because dial-ups, they don't usually bother with it. You're not too much at risk there versus, say, DSL or
a router. But a good free firewall is Zone Alarm.
Zone Alarm was another freebie, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So stick with the 98 SE. I can't upgrade that at
correct.
All.
Yeah.
And I can get a good virus scan from Grisoft.
Yep. You got it.
And it's easy to install?
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. And that's a good tip for everybody. The one thing about AVG is that you do have to, every once in a while, just to feel safe, check to see that it's updated correctly. It is a free version, so you have a little bit of work to do on your own, but not so bad. I just got this little mouse. I'm not even using it. Our next caller, Don from Livonia. Welcome, Don. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Got a couple of quickies.
Yeah.
First one, I'm running 98 SE, and I understand Microsoft is no longer going to support it.
That's right.
So I'm contemplating whether I should jump up to 2000 because XP's got so many bugs in it. Or just wait until they fix my XP.
There were more bugs in 2000.
Yeah.
Are there?
XP is very stable.
Is it?
Nick and I have been using it since, what?
Beta? Well, it depends on the hardware. How fast is your system?
800.
How much memory?
512.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good for XP Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that answers that one.
How big is your hard drive?
Well, how much free space is the more important question?
Because
you need about a gig.
Half of about 20 gigs.
Yeah, you need about a gig for the OS to work.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Okay, I've been running Microsoft Outlook as my email.
Yeah.
And they've been running fine up until a week ago. Now, when I try to open my email, I get an error message that says an OLE registration error occurred. The program is not correctly installed. Run setup again for the program. Well, I've done that a couple times. I even completely uninstalled Outlook and reinstalled it.
What version of Outlook?
98. And it had been working fine up until maybe a week and a half
ago. Do you also have Microsoft Office or one of the Office products?
That's what it comes with. It comes with the Microsoft Office, right?
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, you can buy it separately, too.
Okay.
You might. Did you reinstall just Outlook or the entire Office suite?
Just Outlook.
Try redoing the Office suite. The first thing you can run is the repair. If you run add remove, it will ask if you want to repair it or remove it.
I did that.
The repair didn't work?
Repair didn't work.
Yeah.
So I removed it and reinstalled it, and I'm still back to square one.
Yeah,
I don't know what an OLE registration means.
OLE is object linking embedding, and it's how Microsoft programs talk to each other and how viruses propagate between them.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to do a virus scan just to be sure you don't have a virus.
I've got Norton's, and it's right. It's up to date. Didn't find anything.
Do me a favor and download Stinger and run that.
Stinger.
It VIL.
Well, if he's got.
Well, it's on our. Well, it's
this,
on our
if he's got it in the latest dev files, the dev files are going to have more virus. Than that are even in Stinger.
Yeah, but don't forget though, the ones in, see, there are the things in Stinger that Stinger checks for the ones that disable the antivirus, and sometimes, depending on which one it is, it disables it and you don't know it.
Did your machine used to have 95 on it? Or did you it always...
Originally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was originally 95 and I upgraded it to...
There is a known error in running Outlook 98 on Windows 95, which some of your 95 stuff might still be there, that causes this error message to happen. And there's a link at Microsoft's knowledge base, and I'll put it on our Soundbites links in a moment. Some very long and pretty frightening instructions on how to get this error resolved. Modifying registry files and deleting DLLs.
But I've been, go back to what you're saying. I've been running 98 for probably 3 years.
Yeah, these things pop up the way they pop up, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Once it happens, it's happened.
Steve will put the link up
there. The link will be up on our website. On the lower left on our page, you will see I heard a program on your show, or I heard a website on your show. Go there, and that's where the link will be.
Okay. It's what, www.soundbites? Or
Soundbites.org. Bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Amina Francesco on Soundbites with a Y on... 1180 WHAM with an A.
Wham's Michael Savage.
Now, why would four newspapers, which purport to speak to the people, if not for the people, why would they be so out of step with the people? Answer, because a group of radicals have taken over the newspapers. They're totally out of touch. All they care about is the gay agenda and the left-wing agenda. They are blinded by their own deviance. And I am going to stick by those words. I will say it over and over until you finally hear me.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180. WHAM.
Holy cow! This is it! The end of Sony Month at Rode Photo Video and Audio. I've been telling you for weeks these special Sony prices, these incredible Sony Month offers will end this Saturday. But here's the deal. All the extraordinary electronics, the big screen TVs, the magnificent high-end Sony ES audio video equipment, the plasma high-definition TVs, the ones you thought you'd have to wait forever to get, Rode's not a full $1,000 off the price tag. Gotta tell you though, most of these have been carted off by savvy Sony buyers. But listen to this. If your order's in by this Saturday, we'll hold that Sony month price. But your order's gotta be in by this Saturday, the 4th. Thanks to you, it's been an extraordinary month. Sony loves Rochester, you love Sony, so take advantage of these last days. Grab a Sony digital camera or camcorder or any of the Sony accessories and save big time at Rode Photo Video and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue.
12 stories up, 102 degrees, balanced on an I-beam that's 10 inches wide. What goes through your mind?
Man, my feet are comfortable.
Because for you, it's just part of the job. Like your Stanley work boots. So go to Payless Shoe Source, where you'll find Stanley boots with a comfort work system. You'll even save $5 on every pair and get a free Stanley tape measure. Stanley Footgear. Quality work boots that work as hard as you do. Available at Payless Shoe Source. Offer valid through October 22nd, 2003, while supplies last. See store for details. Stanley is a registered trademark of the Stanley Works. Footgear licensed by Wolverine Worldwide, Inc.
Tunnel out of the office. Go over the wall at work. Escape with Travelocity. With Travelocity, you can pick your flight, pick your hotel, then book them together. It's faster, cheaper, smarter. So make a run for it. Create the trip you want with the dollars you have. Feel like a hero. Call 888-TRAVELOCITY or visit Travelocity.com. AOL keyword, travel.
Where does Rochester turn for objective financial information? To Money and More, hosted by the Partners of the Horizon Group, every Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Does he mean that as in, oh, good, once again, is Nick Francesco, or does he mean, oh, and once again... It's Nick Francesco. Well, but again, it's not just Nick Francesco. It's also...
Dave Benright.
Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton.
Once again, it's Rob Linton.
That's right. Once again, I've arrived.
And thank heaven.
Yes. Because life would not be that, you know, good.
Yeah, we met you when you're not.
It would be a whole different life, at least. At the very least. Not necessarily better or worse, just...
That's just
different.
Not another
Our
one.
Next, not another life. Once again, it's life.
Life. Don't
Our
talk
next
to
caller
me
is Pat
life.
From Webster. Welcome, Pat. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you can help me out.
I don't know.
Having some problem with antivirus software and my firewall. I was running... I've got an HP computer. It's about 3.5 years old, and I just upgraded it from Windows 98 to 2000. And I found what happened is when I upgraded it, it is not recognizing either of the virus software or the firewall program, and I can't even remove it. I'm wondering how I go about taking it out. I'm trying to remove the virus scan, and when I go to add remove programs and remove it, it says fatal error during installation.
What antivirus software?
McAfee 5.1.
You probably have to go to their website and find the manual remove instructions.
Yeah.
Well, I did, and it looks kind of complicated.
It is.
It is.
Is that, I mean, can I just buy something that would take it out?
No.
Yes and no.
Maybe.
What you can buy is the expertise of one of our local vendors.
Uh-huh.
Take your machine down to any one of the local vendors. I can think of two off the top of my head, say, okay. Enright PC Management or the Jesse Group. And but there are many other good vendors in this town, including our
MicroWorks,
friends at MicroWorks
Green
and Green Shield.
Yeah.
And you take it down to them, and you say, look, here's my problem, and what will it cost to remove them?
Okay.
It's also possible that the new version of McAfee will remove the old one for you.
Will it?
But more likely what I see is it tells you to remove it first.
Yeah, it does.
Version 8, 7 and 8, 7 when I went to install that,
it
found an old version of even 4.
Really?
And it uninstalled it. Because it said you got to first uninstall it, so it uninstalled it, rebooted the machine, and then continued with the install.
Really? Okay. So if I go out and get number 7, that might take care of it?
Well, they've got version 8 out there now.
Okay.
You may also want to try running the add remove in safe mode to see if it's not some other new driver in 2000 that's causing the problem.
Okay. And I guess I'm having the same problem with Zone Labs. I think it's running because when I boot the computer up, I get the intro, you know, the thing that says, that, you know, you're not protected.
Well, with the McAfee, if you go ahead, they've got a package deal that you can get both McAfee antivirus and the firewall.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. And do it all together then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's VirusScan Professional.
VirusScan Professional. Now, should I remove, if I end up doing that, which it sounds like I probably should do, should I remove the Zone Labs altogether?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Just totally do add because I tried add remove programs on that too, and it had the same thing.
That's probably got to be done manually.
In Windows 2000, are you doing this as the administrator, or are you doing it as an average user?
I don't know. To be honest with you.
Okay.
I
mean, the deal is you cannot add or remove programs as an average user.
Okay.
You must be the administrator.
You got to log on as administrator.
And is that in the startup screen? Is that
well? Who set up your system for you?
I did. I updated it.
Okay. And when you set it up, you updated it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you have an administrator set up.
Okay.
If you do go to log off, then you can log back on as another user.
Okay.
And see if there's an administrator.
It should have asked you what you want your administrator password to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to. And you may have set one.
Just log off.
No, honest, we don't have time now.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Do
okay,
that.
I think you answered my question, though.
There you go.
Okay.
Go get that new
Good
video.
Luck, Pat.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, and that is a problem with all of the new software. If you're logged on as an average user, you cannot add or remove.
Unless you've got admin rights.
Unless you've got admin XP. Rights. Our next caller, Terry from Irondequoit. Welcome, Terry. What's your question?
I have two Hewlett-Packard 540 printers. And, I used to have two. I have only one now. But both of them, the power just stopped working on them. They won't even turn on.
Mm-hmm.
I have them plugged into an uninterruptible power supply. And I don't know whether that had anything to do with it. But one I took apart, and I couldn't find anything inside that would maybe affect the power. And I have no idea what could possibly have caused them to stop working. And they've been
They're
working
fine.
They're
old and fine. They wore out.
Pardon me?
They're old and they wore out.
How old are these?
They're at least 4 or 5 years old.
At least.
Yeah, the 500 series is one of their first models.
Yeah.
Did they go simultaneously?
No, I had the one working constantly, and the second one I bought on eBay to replace the first one after it went out.
Yeah.
And it was working fine one day, and then the next day it just stopped.
Yeah, what it sounds like is that the power supply simply went. And the reality is 5 years of a printer working every day, is that printer owes you nothing. It did yeoman service for you.
And printers are pretty much disposable these days. You can buy a new printer for under $50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I hate it when that's the answer, but sometimes you know what? That's the answer. Our next caller is Keith, calling from a car pulled over to the side of the road. Welcome, Keith. What's your question?
I have running Windows XP.
Yeah.
Norton Firewall. And a few weeks ago, I had port 443, which is the HTTPS, going to Akamai Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been basically monitoring all my output ports and allowing them one by one to come through. And it just seems to do that with Internet Explorer. And whenever I approve or disprove of it later on, it'll just crash the machine and restart.
You've got spyware on your system.
I've been running AdAware as well.
Have you updated it?
No, I don't have a licensed version of it yet.
No, you don't need it.
Doesn't matter.
All you
do
is when you start up AdAware, one of the options on the very first screen.
Well, AdAware 6.
Yeah, AdAware 6. It says check for update. You click there, it'll check your internet connection and go up there and tell you whether you need an update. It'll say it found a newer version. And you just say, okay, and it'll download it. Once it's done, then you can run. September 28th, I believe, is the latest update file for it. So you might want to go up and definitely update it and then run it again.
In addition, you should also run SpyBot S and D. They're really complementary products.
Mm-hmm.
AdAware is a wide searcher. It searches every file in your hard drive, but it doesn't go terribly deep into the registry. SpyBot only checks the registry, but it checks it really deep. And I think personally that you need both.
Yeah, both.
And again, SpyBot is also free. It's at security.kolla.de. Both of those are listed on our website. Security.kolla.de. And Kolla is spelled K-O-L-L-A. Of course, you're in the car, so...
I am writing it down because I'm pulled over.
That's what I like to hear.
But I will check it online when I get home.
There you go.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Keith. Our next caller, Jeff. From Ontario. Welcome, Jeff. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. I got a question. I heard a couple callers ago about somebody with AOL saying they about another user, whatever he's talking about. I installed the Messenger version at Microsoft. When I did it, every time I ran, it would say you're logged on someplace else. But then I restored my system back to the previous, before I installed it, and it works fine. You heard anything of a problem with Messenger 6 or something like that?
Microsoft Messenger 6 would...
Yeah, they come out with a new version.
Right.
Would tell you
were logged on somewhere else?
Yeah, it said you're signed on. It had that little screen down at the bottom saying you're signed on someplace else, not logged on, signed on. But then when I went back to the Messenger that comes with Windows XP, I think what that's for something or something like that.
Yeah.
And it works fine. So, and I've gone on Microsoft website. They haven't said anything about a problem.
Is it possible not necessarily. Is it possible the old version was still installed and running?
Yeah, the thing is, you go up to your thing, but there's no way to uninstall it because it's part of Windows XP, isn't it? I mean, it's not a separate program.
No, the one that's involved in Microsoft XP is MSN Instant Messenger.
Right, yeah. That's
AOL is a whole different product from a whole different company.
I wasn't having a problem with AOL. It's just that I'd have the same problem that guy had with MSN.
Oh, you're having a problem with them. Oh, I see. I beg your pardon. I was confused.
But which is the 6, the new version? I restore my system both back to the point before I install it, and it works fine.
It's well, it may well be. Now, here's the same problem that this other guy had. If you restored and went to a point before you got spyware, then you're fine. So you still need to check your system for spyware, and that music tells me we're done for another week. I apologize to everybody to whom we did not get, and I really want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Rob Linton. We will be back here next week at some undisclosed time in some undisclosed location. Hey, if it works for the vice president, it ought to work for us. So stay tuned. Watch the website. We'll let you know when we'll be on. I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
You're in therapy for a reason. You're an SUV engine that acts like a hatchback engine.